Well, maybe let's shift focus and bring in the counselor, Edi Mahlangu. Councillor Mahlangu joins us now in conversation. Councillor, good evening. Really appreciate you making time and taking my call. There are then allegations that you are part of those that are stalling the process, you know, from the families really being finally assisted through the road accident fund, and you ought to go to the police and somewhat finish a statement. Just maybe give us your understanding of where things are, and also what sort of role are you playing in some of those families in getting what they themselves deem as justice. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Musa. Okay. Number one, obviously, I'm not in a position to speak on behalf of the South African Police Service because I don't work there. I'm not one person I know is trained to take statements and all that. But I need to highlight with you, yes, I do know the sergeant of the TAI case, Ubab Sugas. I spoke to him a number of times, and then you know what he requested was that we arrange for the kids to come to Middelburg from Sikululu village to Middelburg so that they can take statements from the kids. And I held a meeting in the municipal MPCC, Sikululu MPCC, last year with the affected families. And then I told them about the matter or the request, the Amapoisa. And then the parents were reluctant to send their kids there. They are responsible that our kids are too young, they've forgotten, they won't be able to give statements. That's what they told me. Yes. And so I couldn't pursue them any further. And secondly, I also don't understand what is stopping the police to go directly to the individual families. Because that one cannot be because honestly, yes, it is a competency as I'm a police. So maybe for further information, you must also try to check with the South African Police Service on that regard.
You know, you said who's responsible for the case when it comes to the police?
Okay, the police is Mr. Sugazi.
Because there's also an understanding, at least that's what I'm gathering, that you ought to have played a role, and you say to us now that you did play a role, and that particular role you played was communicated to all families and parents, and kwaphelela kanjalo nje. So what I'm trying to get to is, was everybody in the same somewhat knowledge as you to say, look, I did play my part, and you guys are uncomfortable with sending some of your children to then dispose of my statements? So that's where maybe your role could have ended. Was everyone accommodative and accepting the role that you played?
Yes. There's other sort of thing. Some of the kids are still traumatized and all that. So some families said they are communicating directly with the Sugars, with the police. So you see, there'll always be those two sides of the story. But from our side, I need to assure you, we really supported the families. We are still supporting them even today. Whatever they need that is beyond our means, we are more than willing to assist. We've done it from the first day, and we can do it even today.
Councillor Mahlangu, when you talk about support, what sort of support are you talking about here? Nba supporta kanjani?
Okay, ukumbule, from the first day, ukubane sehlakazo. Then, obviously, government, through the different departments, through Department of Education, Department of Agriculture, came forward to firstly laba bashonela, to assist them with your food parcels, with arrangements, yokuthi abantwana bafihle. Catering yakhona was covered by the Department of Agriculture. And they also supported these other families that are affected, also with those parcels, obviously which is not enough. And then there's many other stakeholders in government departments who also assisted, and other local businesses back on a like kind. Secondly, after good lulema burials, obviously on the issue of Andrana, I was attending my checkups, especially a Nickel Bank, a Wheat Bank, some a Belfast. So there's been that arrangement with the Department of Education will offer a transport to them, and it has been ongoing up until today. Well, sometimes we do encounter my hiccups for the transporting Arabi corner, but I've always volunteered to assist my families with my own resources, especially. Many other things that we've tried, from hearing goodness Carlos Seraf. The meeting was convened, I think it was end of January or end of February, somewhere there, where Raf was called, Everest and everyone in one room, and the affected families. And Raf came there and outlined the process yabo, the claim process yabo, the Isabel Zaranchar. And then, according to my understanding, everyone in the room wapuma an understanding. And for further inquiries, we have never been on contact wabo directly. So from our side, we believe we are doing our best, we've done our best, and like I said, we're still willing, if ever, goodness please, all we can help.
Councillor, thank you so much, my brother. I really want to thank you so much for being frank with us, number one, but number two, for allowing us to just get these clarity-seeking questions being posed to yourself. And thank you so much for being courteous enough to give us your time and also respond to all the questions we had for you this evening. Ngiyabonga isikhathi sakho.